Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And nothing gets me down.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth is the CEO of Profitability Channel. She's the founder and the purveyor of the Small Business World Summit, which is next week during Small Business Week. She's got big doings going on there. Put a .com on the end of that, and you can find out all about it. The people she's going to be interviewing, the smart people who are going to be joining her all next week to talk about different things that will help you in your small business. Ruth, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on your summit. This is the second one, right? Second annual.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about, let's get into some of the specifics that you're going to be talking about next week.
All right. We'll start with Monday, and Monday is Marketing Day. And we're going to look at the old and the new and how to buy media, too. Because the question that most business owners have is like, okay, what is marketing? What is it really? How do I use, is the traditional forms of marketing still valid? Or should I be all using, you know, Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn
This is the thing about marketing, Ruth. Just small businesses already weren't good at marketing before all the digital stuff came out. And now it's really off the chart. The confusion this small businesses generally have about how to spend their marketing budget.
Right, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the five biggest mistakes that small business owners make when they are purchasing media. Mary Lois Snowman, who's a
right.
creative individual, started a company called MediaStruction. And she's been helping small business owners for a long time and has seen all the mistakes that they make and is very good at helping
decide. The biggest problem that most small businesses make in marketing and advertising is they don't even establish a budget for it.
Mm-hmm.
They just sort of buy it, you know, ad hoc, so to speak, kind of off the cuff, I should say. Somebody shows up and says, hey, you want to run an ad or you want to put your brand on this or brand on that, and they just say it excites them. They like the idea of their brand dancing around on a screen or in a newspaper or whatever, and they make the decisions that way instead of having a strategy, instead of having a budget and measuring what happened and seeing which one's best.
Right. And all three people who are going to be the experts on Monday all talk about a budget and really looking at how to create a budget, what a realistic thing they should be doing, you know, both from, you know, choose the traditional, i.e. the direct mail and those types of things. You can choose different media depending upon who your target audience
yep.
is. And they all talk about this.
Now, the good news about the digital marketing is that most of that could have very little direct expense, but you're fooling yourself if you think it's free.
No, it's not free. Nothing's free.
Because there's time involved and people mm-hmm. that you have to bring in. You have to train existing people or bring in other people. So it does have a cost to mount a digital campaign, but it's typically a different kind of a budget, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very people-oriented.
Yeah.
It's people-intensive rather than dollar-intensive.
Right. And it requires more patience, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, because if you run an ad on Sunday, you expect to get a phone call on Monday, right? Phone calls on Monday.
I would want the phone call on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. But if you do digital marketing, you've got to think about it in terms of the long haul, and that's something that a lot of small business owners sometimes feel like they can't afford that because they need to get business in. They need to put their time and attention and resources on something that will make the phone rings today.
Right. So, I mean, that's Monday, and then Tuesday what we're going to do is I'm going to do a whole series on some very easy things that you can do to immediately increase your profitability.
Yeah.
And then Mike Marino from ADP.
Like what?
What? You're going to have to come and listen.
No, I want you to give us. I want you to tease us a little bit. Give us some. Come on, give us some things that you're going to talk about on Tuesday.
All right. Number one is to make sure that you send your bank statements home, and a lot of the things that are related to that.
What do you mean, send them home?
You call your banker on the phone and you say, "Please change my address from my business address to my home address."
So they don't go to your the person who writes the checks.
Exactly.
So separate the bank, the checking, the reconciliation of the check from the bookkeeper.
Right.
The accounts payable person.
Right. And that's one of the first things that you've got to do. The second thing
You're talking about checks and balances here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. That number one. Number two is to make sure that you understand that cash is not profit. And that the most important thing is profitable sales, then cash flow, then cash.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, say that again, those three.
All right. Profits are not cash. The most important things that you can have is collecting profitable sales, which leads to positive cash flow, which leads to cash.
There you go, folks. That's the order. If every small business owner had that simple understanding, really understood it, the day they opened their door for the first time, Ruth, you and I have said this before, we could cut business failures by 75%.
Easily.
Yeah. But it's amazing how many people start out, do not have that understanding, they just don't know how to separate cash and from accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And cash from profit and how you know, cash is king and profit is queen, but you got to have both of them. Ruth King, give us the website again, please.
It's www.smallbusinessworldsummit.com.
Check it out, folks. It's all next week. We're going to come back and talk about some of the other elements I'm going to pry out of Ruth after these messages. Tintail, stay with me.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.